Welcome to everyone in the house, those that are viewing tonight. This is the greatest season of your life. I'm going to ask the house to stand with me. You can stand with us if you're viewing online as well. Raise your hands to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings and say, great God.
Great God.
Holy God. I thank you for this moment in time. Thank you for this moment in time. Thank you for all that you're doing. Every door you are opening. Father, we give you praise for renewed strength throughout the nations of the earth. The nations of the earth. You're Lord over all the nations. You rule over the nations of the earth. You're God over the nations of the earth. You are the Prince of Peace over the nations of the earth. You are the Lord of wisdom over the nations of the earth. The nations of the earth belong to you. And God, we give you praise that you reign and rule on high. We thank you that every gift, every treasure, every mystery, every good thing comes down from you, the Father of lights, the Father of revelation, the Father of truth, the Father of acceleration, the Father of dividing, the Father of renewing, God over the nations, God over the nations, God over the nations. Father, we praise you that in this time you're doing something that is unusual. A new thing. What is a new thing? It's an unusual thing. Something you're not accustomed to. Something not planned out. Something that there may not seem provision. You don't even know how to plan. You don't know how to prepare provision. And here it is, the word of the Lord. Take no thought for tomorrow. But we just say, according to your will, O Lord. Father, you watch over the sparrows. You watch over the grass of the field. How much more, Lord, do you watch over your people? God, we praise you tonight. I'm going to ask you to lift your hands and just say, Father, I praise you. Not just as Lord over my business. Come on, not just Lord over my business, but Lord over the nations. God that rules over the nations. God over the nations. Father, we praise you this night. We listen for your voice, O Lord. You said, those that have an ear to hear, we will hear. The nations will hear what the Spirit of God has to say to the church. What is the church? It's the whole point in the earth, the body of Christ, the revealing of the heart of the Father, the kingdom of God being revealed. And Father, we praise you tonight. We're aware of the war and the rumor of wars, Lord, that you spoke about in your word. You spoke to the people and you said, do not be afraid, for all these things must come to pass. Nation divided against nation, kingdom against kingdom. But this is not the end, you said, Lord. It is the beginning of new things. And Father, we praise you. And this is what God said to us. He said, when you see these times, he said, set your mind on the kingdom. And the word says, after Jesus spoke these things, he took the disciples aside and he began to speak to them. And they said, Lord, why is it you speak to the people in parables? And he said, because they don't have a heart to hear what the kingdom is about. But he said, to you it's given. The understanding is given because you have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. We're going to start pulling on heaven tonight. right here, right now. I want you to pull with me tonight. Hear, O heavens, as your word is declared to us, so it declares now. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O nations of the earth. For the Lord our God is one. The Lord our God reigns and rules. Give ear, O heavens. Give ear, O earth, for the Lord God has spoken. Let the glory of the Lord, let the treasures of God be poured out. In this day, the word of the Lord was, look for the kingdom. When you see these things taking place, look for the kingdom. Lift up your head, your season of authority, your season of bearing witness that God reigns and rules in the earth. This is that season. This is that time. Right here and right now, we lift up the Ukrainian people. We pray, God, for your nation. We pray for your people. Lord, we pray for your sovereign hand to cover. Lord, we pray that a wonder will be done even now, even today, even with threats at hand, even with bombing and war and shooting and fighting and fear. Sovereign Lord, mighty God, rule over this people, your people, O God. I pray that people will awaken to salvation that have not known you. In the divine is a revelation of something new, something wondrous. And God, we pray for your sovereign hand on your people, O God, your hand of protection. And Lord, we also pray for the Russian people, those that appall, those that oppose and abhor the wickedness and the evil. God, we pray for them, Lord. Raise them up. Hear their cry, Lord. Answer them. God, there is a great dividing, we know, and we see it, and your word has declared it. And even from this platform, God, you have given us word in advance that this season was coming. Not that we would be afraid, but we would know how to stand, and we would know how to pray, and we would know what provision to look for. And God, we look for the provision of the kingdom, the revealing and dividing. Lord, you will push the evil intent up against the wall powerless. You will freeze the arm of terror. You will silence the lips of deceit. God, you will be glorified. We declare your sovereign hand, Lord. Heal your people. Give them hope. Raise them up. Raise a voice out of these nations, O God, and the surrounding nations. God, we pray in Jesus' name for your hand of deliverance, but not only deliverance, Lord, the newness, the turnaround, the change of authority, the removal of one thing and the raising up of another. We pray, God, for this day, this hour, this season. This is that time, Lord. We give you praise, God, that in the shout, in the evil voices, in the intent of harm and control, God, only you and you alone are sovereign, Lord. You are God, and you alone reign and rule over the nations of the earth. You are Lord over the nations. We lift up the United States of America. God, your sovereign hand, your voice be heard regardless of the mouthpiece you use, regardless of the hand you move. For Lord, you have shown that you move the righteous and the unrighteous, the believing and the non-believing, the just and the unjust. You are Lord over all. God, we praise you tonight in the mighty sovereign power and name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that our prayer and our voice is not in vain. But we pull upon the heavens of our God tonight and pray. Lord, bear witness that you are God with your people. Lord, bear witness that you are Lord over the nations of the earth. God, I don't want to simply pray for an end. I pray for a transformation. A revelation that brings about a revolution, the dawning of a new age. For many have sat silent. They have eaten leeks. They have drank milk when they could have been eating meat and the wine of the Spirit and the outpouring of God. Even as it was in the day of Joseph. Well, Lord, you brought him in and his concern was for himself. And Lord, you opened up his eyes concerning the nations. So it is today. Lord, you take the eyes of a people whose eyes are set on themselves and you point it towards the nations. And Lord, so the nations we lift up declaring you are God over the nations. We broaden our span of vision. We broaden our view, Lord, that you are God over all nations. We are not here to consume and be consumed of our prayers upon ourselves, our needs, Lord, but to reach out to the nations of the earth. God, to pray for the nations, to see the nations with your word. It is in praying for one another that we are healed. It is in esteeming one another, Lord, that you raise us up, that you are glorified. There is an advancement in the kingdom. There is an advancement being made in the earth. You cannot see it, but the angels of God are swift and fast to do the will of the Father and to bring about a united nation and nations. Those that have sought the kingdom, those that say we must seek the kingdom of God, our efforts are in vain, and so the word will go out. Our efforts are in vain. Our threats are in vain. They are with effort, but they are without power. Father, we hear you tonight. We are the sheep of your pasture. We are your people. You watch over your people. You govern your people. You lead your people. You have raised us up for more than the simple needs that we have. You said, take no thought of your own self, what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink or what's going to happen. God's saying to us, it's time to stop looking at what happens here and what if this happens. And what if this happens to us? And what if that happens to us? And lift our voice and declare, God, you are Lord over the nations of the earth. You are God. The Lord rebukes the selfishness of mankind. And he says, pray one for another. Esteem one more highly than yourself. You are Lord over the nations. God who rules over the circle of the earth. God, we praise you tonight. We do as you said. We are not in panic. We are not in fear. Our eyes are set on the kingdom of God. What will the kingdom of God say about these times? What is the voice of the Lord in these seasons? What is God saying? As it was with Joseph. Joseph, take your eyes off yourself. Deliver my word. Prophesy to those around you. I will take you in and I will make you reign and rule. Your voice will impact the nations. What you see and what you say will be their bread and their meat. It will be their drink. It will be not only their survival, but it will be their future. It will be a coming together. So it is this day, as it was in the day of Joseph, so it is today. As God was with Moses, so he is with us. Lord over the nations, fear not. Don't be burdened with the prayer of hesitation. Say of the Lord God, you are Lord over the nations. And the end of the just tends only to good. Surely goodness and mercy follow your people all the days of their life. We set our minds on the nations because they belong to you, God. For far too long we have been silent, building our own kingdoms, looking for our own good. Our brothers die and suffer for lack of a prophetic voice that says, God says, as he said with Joseph, God has said, as David stood up and said, God has said, what you say about us will fall on you. So is the word of the Lord to the wicked nations and the wicked rulers that say we will devour you. The Lord says, what you say about them will come to you by your own word. You have sealed your own end. The Lord will not be mocked. For the Lord rules over the nations of the earth. Sovereign Lord, El Shaddai, we worship you. We praise you, mighty God. Jesus, you came and you redeemed a nation of people. You declared the word from the Father. You have redeemed us that power is in our lips. The change and transformation comes out of our voices. For it is no longer we that live, but Christ that lives in us. And God is speaking through us. And God is commanding the nations by His word, the same creative power that caused the earth to set on its axis. And all the universe and the span of the universe beyond eyesight to exist to the glory of God. For all things are created for His purpose. And for His pleasure they were and they are created. Father, we praise You tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. We pull upon the heavens of God and we say, even by this evening, even in this night, God. For it is dark here and light there, and then it will be light here and dark there, God. So there is a divide. You protect Your people. But more than protect, God, You bring a close to an old age. And You awaken a new one. Declare that the dead dreams and the prayers that have ceased because of fear and have allowed time to rob You, saying, we have prayed so long. Ukraine and Russia, I declare by the word of the Lord, God has heard Your prayer. He will answer You. He will not be silent to Your cry, but He will hear You. He will deliver You. He will raise up a nation of people that will glorify Him. For the Lord is doing a work. He is Lord over the nations. As the seas were divided, so the Lord will make a way. But not running away, but running into a season of promise. For the Lord has His people in the nations of the earth. Father, for this we give You praise tonight. We glorify You, Holy God, mighty God, leader, King, God, Lord. Over every king, over everyone that calls themselves Lord, over every idolater that calls himself God, Your knees will be weakened. Your arms will be frozen. Your voice will be silenced. And the Lord will be glorified. The Lord delights in the blamelessness of His people. But the evildoer and the scoffer will find their end. And it is not to an end that we call, but to a beginning. God, we praise You, Sovereign Lord. Lord over the nations. Reign on Your people, O God. I cry out for the voice of the prophets throughout the nations. For the Ukrainian people. For the Russian people, for the German people, for the United Kingdom, for the United States, we call for a voice that shakes the heavens, moves the earth to repentance. I call for a spirit of restoration. I call for a spirit of awakening to righteousness. I call for the victorious hand of the Lord to rest over these nations and do a work that no man's counsel will bring. But a wonder from the hand of our God. For it is the Lord that decides. Man can plan day and night, but it is God that makes the decision. Sovereign Lord, Jesus, Prince of Peace, walk through these streets, O Lord, Prince of Peace, Divining Sword of God, discern the heart, the intentions, and make aright that which pleases You, O Lord. None can stand against You. None can gainsay against You. You are Lord over the nations of the earth. not only at the end, at the end of these times, it will not be an end. It will be said, an awakening from generations past has come. It is though the dead prophets have risen from their graves. It is though the weak and the lame have been healed and restored and made strong. It's Peter at the gate saying, you've been this way for years. I don't offer you any gold or silver. There's no exchange of profit here. What I have is to give you the word of healing. Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Live and breathe in the fullness of the blessed favor of God. Oh, we were rulers of the nation. You that say our economy will explode, and we will be stronger now, and we will be stronger than we have ever been. You make your words foolish, and the Lord says, not so. As it was with David and Goliath, so it will be with you. They that think they are bigger and stronger and mightier and have the greatest force will fall to their knees. And the heavens will look and say, God has given victory, as it was in the day of David, by a single stone. But not only one nation, the Lord will bring the nations to their knee to bow before the living God and say, you and you alone are Lord. As in the day of Nebuchadnezzar, they will lift up their eyes and say, truly God rules in the heavens. God rules over the nations of the earth. He and He alone is Lord. Sovereign Lord, mighty God, Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace, walk through the streets of your people. Mighty angels of God, raise up your wings with healing in them. Holy Lord, breathe your dividing breath through these nations, Lord. Part the seas of impossibility and give them a way to go. Not a running from, but a running to. The captors will become the victors. The weepers, the rejoicers. And the arrogant, the humiliated. For the Lord is just in His ways. The Lord is righteous in all His ways. Holy is God. Father, we praise You. We worship You. We love You. We thank You. In Jesus' name. Be at peace, for the Lord God is with you. And what is about to be done, the Lord's hand is in it. And He will spin the heads of those that rile against the nations of our God and His people. And what faced forward will face backward. They will not know which way to look. And when they think they're looking forward, they are looking backward. And so will they go. Backward. Worship God. Seek Him with your whole heart. Call on Him. He will answer you. Declare His word. Call for the word of the Lord to be in your mouth. He is watcher over the nations. He is watcher over the nations. God is watcher over the nations. God is watcher over the nations. God is watcher over the nations. Jesus, mighty name, we pray. We worship you, mighty God. Lord of heaven and earth, we worship you. Sovereign Lord, we praise you. Hear, O nations, God is one. He is no one to contend with. What the Lord has said, He will surely bring to pass, for He is faithful. In Jesus' name. We worship you, Father, mighty God. The altar is open for your worship tonight. Worship Him, mighty God. Praise Him. He's worthy. So worthy. So worthy. God is watcher over the nations. Father, we give you praise for your word. Raise up the seed of your people, O Lord. Raise them up, I pray, O God, as you will, for you have declared it. We only believe into it, O God, and you make us one with your word. In it we gain our true identity. You've made it clear you created man to walk in power. Not on his own, but of yours. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. We are the building of the Lord. Father, we praise you in Jesus' name. Selah. See God. Love Him. He's Lord over the nations.